Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
We are continuing the week of peace with today's devotion for Monday, December 6th. Our scripture reading will come from John chapter 8, verses 30 through 47. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." Today's devotional thought was written by Milana Hainlein. We have all been met with an eager smile and the statement, "Tell me about yourself." It's an unassuming nudge when you want to get to know someone, but that statement can mean so much. When I was in school, my classmates and I had to fill out a small survey where we told our teacher all about ourselves every year on the first day of class. As I've grown, I've had to answer that question multiple times, for college scholarships, job interviews, or just making friends in general. When I'm asked that question, it's easy for me to say things like, "Well, I'm going to be a teacher. I am learning to speak Spanish fluently. I like singing. I have one sibling." All of these random facts can all be squished together to tell a person a lot about me. But what if those things were taken away from me? What if one bit about me were gone? Would I still be the same? I think the crowd of people listening to Jesus had an identification problem. They are shouting, "We are children of Abraham, we are children of Abraham." But Jesus is trying to strip that away so that these people can realize that Abraham isn't who saves them. Before Jesus, the covenant, really big promise, that God made with Abraham was a big deal. To say you were a child of Abraham was a big deal. But what did Jesus say he found when he stripped that title away from them? Read verses 42 through 44 again. Jesus is trying to reshape their identity for the better. He wants the Jews and us today to realize that when Jesus becomes our identity, meaning we recognize that Jesus is God, we put our faith in him and we turn away from our sin. Nothing else matters. He becomes the reason we do the things we love. He becomes the reason that we recognize that we are God's children. Jesus wants this crowd of people to realize that when they put their faith in Christ, being Abraham's child isn't the most important part of who they are anymore, because they are God's child and free from sin. So if I were to take away all of these random facts about me, one thing can still remain and will always remain. I am God's child, and through Jesus I am free from sin. How amazing, how powerful. So the next time you're asked, "Tell me about yourself," you don't have to feel weird for putting down things like, "I like to sing, I have one sibling." But it is also certainly joyous to say, "I am a child of God," because through your actions and sharing parts of who you are, God's love is shown to others. Today, as you take time to pray and reflect, thank God that He has given you your true identity, your true name in Jesus. Ask for help to wear that name well today, that you would represent the character of Christ in all you do.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.